So here's a pretty common example, not to pick on, I believe this is Wells Fargo. This is a pretty much a pure browse wrap agreement. This is linked at the bottom of the web page. And if my eyes don't fail me here, Wells Fargo reserves the right to modify these terms of use at any time without notice. Any change will be effective upon posting, and those current terms will be available to you by a link at the bottom of the site. By continuing to access or use after the date of any changes, you agree to be bound by such terms contained in the most recent version. So again, this is a pure, I think, browse wrap approach. You have a website visitor, probably no prior relationship associated with the company, and it's simply accessing a website. So given the guidance that Harold's covered, you know, the approach, while common, is difficult, if not possible, to impossible to enforce. Even where the terms state the changes can be made without notice, this is not a winning strategy necessarily. There's a Ninth Circuit case, Wynn versus Barnes & Noble. Now, it's about contract formation, but I picked it because it has a good quote. It's about an arbitration clause and a browse wrap agreement, and it found it unenforceable. The court noted, and this is a quote, "Were there any evidence in the record that Wynn had actual notice of the terms of use or was required to affirmatively acknowledge the terms of use before completing the online purchase, the outcome of this case might be different indeed." Courts have consistently enforced browse wrap agreements where the user had actual notice of the agreement. Again, that was a contract formation case, but I think it certainly applies to modifications. And I like the quote, you know, from the court. It really highlights the fact there's got to be some sort of notice. So when you're talking about just simply posting new terms on a website, the link is maybe amongst 20 links at the bottom of a page, you're probably not going to satisfy that standard. So the same does apply for changes. Even though you have this language that if someone read it in the first place, you told them you reserved the right to make the change, I think you're still, you know, going to have a very much a uphill battle to enforce these terms or any changes. And again, the approach may be fine if the terms are very basic and cover only something like website access. You might use them to notify an offender of his or her, you know, breach or behavior, cite it for future enforcement. But is that, you know, still may not be enough. If the terms include more substantive rights, for example, licenses to feedback or use of linked tools that may be more material, the risk is that you're including material rights and obligations in a way where enforcement is risky at best. And if the terms you address in subsequent changes are materially different or detrimental to the consumer, the chances of enforcement are very, very low. So next slide. So here's an alternative. Obviously, it's a common example from a more, I would say, direct approach as far as a notification. Clearly, this approach is safer. If there is no click to accept option, then still technically this may be a browse wrap agreement. But per the terms, it indicates that there will be clear notice given. The terms presented to the user, and the user will now know that his or her action or inaction may signify a choice. The choice in this instance is very much all or nothing, but it will be very hard to argue that the consumer does not have fair notice and a right to review and a clear opportunity to express the choice. So obviously, this is a much more favorable option to you. But unlike the basic website visitor, I think it seems clear in this case that the user has an existing relationship. Notice and opportunity to choose are much easier to administer and to document. And your ability to use this approach really depends on the nature of the relationship you have with the customer and your ability to communicate with them in a direct manner. So again, you know, when you start down this road, it's not enough to just think of the substantive legal terms that you want in these agreements. It's to think about how can you communicate them? Is it business to business, business to consumer? And then what are the ways that enforceability may be attacked? So again, stop and consider these changes and the options from a technical perspective as well. I know, and actually there's a little bit of history. I loved it when Michelle Lee was covering the section, Section 230. she flashed up the old Prodigy emblem. My first in-house job was with Prodigy. So that was back in the early dawn of internet. But, you know, the technology and the availability of the different options certainly has come a long way from the dial-up internet age. You have the opportunity, I think, to message people in numerous ways, mobile, through apps. You have banner screens that may not have been available years ago. So stop and consider that technology and pick, you know, that choice that obviously is most effective to provide notice in some level of choice. Next slide, Joe.